Quijibo. K-W-Y-J-I-B-O. 22 points, plus triple word score, plus 50 points for using all my letters. Game's over, I'm out of here.
Wait. Anyone make a word out of these lousy letters?
And whatever is untied can be united. Scrabble, there's magic in words.
Welcome to another episode of Scrabble Dabble Do, the Scrabble Study Podcast for wordsmiths and nerdsmiths alike. I'm your host, Dave Postal, coming to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California. And in competitive Scrabble, any word in any game could be the winning one, so why not learn all of them? Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Feeding America. As the largest domestic hunger relief organization, Feeding America leads the movement to end hunger in the United States, providing meals in communities across the country, and also making hunger impossible to ignore. Visit them at feedingamerica.org. Scrabble Dabble Do is also brought to you by Covenant House, the largest primarily privately funded charity in North and Central America, providing immediate and long-term support for young people facing homelessness and survivors of human trafficking. Visit them at covenanthouse.org. Well, we kicked off this season with the new 3-, 4-, and 5-letter words being added to the competitive Scrabble dictionary. And while that seemed far off in the distance and it was going to be a really long time before these words would enter into the pantheon of playable words, that day is coming. As of February 29th, 2024, just a week or so from now, these words will be usable in Scrabble play. So go back and check out episode 1 of the beginning of Season 3 back in November and check out the 3-, 4-, and 5-letter words. For today, we're going to get to the new 6- and 7-letter words that will be entering the dictionary just next week. There are other great study tools and lists of these new words, but you can find this list on our podcast website at buzzsprout.com. Check it out. And without further ado, here are the new to the lexicon words, 6 and 7 letters long, effective for you starting February 29th. Adorbs, A-D-O-R-B-S, meaning adorable. Asshat, A-S-S-H-A-T, as in a big jerk. Atting, A-T-T-I-N-G, meaning to respond to. Birria, B-I-R-R-I-A, is a stewed meat and chili pepper dish, Mexican. Bohunk, B-O-H-U-N-K, is a hottie. Bougie, B-O-U-J-E-E, means middle class. It's a variation on bougie, B-O-U-G. I.E. Broier, B-R-O-I-E-R, meaning more bro, dude. Bubbas, B-U-B-B-A-S, are rednecks. Buckra, B-U-C-K-R-A, is a predominantly white person. Cath, C-A-T-H-E-D, means to put a catheter in. Celly, C-E-L-L-I-E, is a cell phone. Chagas, C-H-A-G-A-S, is a mushroom. Chana, C-H-A-N-N-A, is a chickpea dish. Sheffy, C-H-E-F-F-Y, is characteristics of a chef. Chicha, C-I-C-H-A, is South American beer. Cholas, C-H-O-L-A-S, is a derogatory word for a Mexican, as in cholos, C-H-O-L-O-S. They were in the dictionary, taken out because they're slurs, and now put back in because I guess they're less slurry and maybe less chefy also. Chonky, C-H-O-N-K-Y, means plump or chubby. Cidery, C-I-D-E-R-Y, is a place where cider is produced. Convos, C-O-N-V-O-S, is short for conversations. Coulda, C-O-U-L-D-A, means could have. COVID, C-O-V-I-D-S, you probably know what that means. Cringy, C-R-I-N-G-Y, means making uncomfortable. Cucked, C-U-C-K-E-D, is when a person's partner is unfaithful. Deixes, D-E-I-X-E-S, is a specific function of a word. Deleaf, D-E-L-E-A-F, means take the leaves off. Doxing, D-O-X-I-N-G, means to troll on the internet. And also has the past tense dox, D-O-X-X-E-D. And the present tense, D-O-X-X-E-X, as in doxes. Dukkha, D-U-K-K-A-H, is an Egyptian condiment for when you have two Ks in your rack. And the variation on that is Dukkha's, D-U-K-K-A, with an S at the end for plural. Durags, D-U-R-A-G-S, is a variation on durags, the head covering. Empath, E-M-P-A-T-H, is a sympathetic person. Emping, E-M-P-I-N-G, is an Indian cracker. And it could mean empathizing. I don't know. Probably doesn't. But it's an Indonesian cracker. E-M-P-I-N-G. Fan art. F-A-N-A-R-T is fan fiction. Favest. F-A-V-E-S-T is most favorite. Firees. F-I-R-E-E-S are those fired. Franco. F-R-A-N-C-O. Ecuadorian Guinea money. Yes. F-U-T-S-A-L. Futsal. It's a game like soccer. Ganked. G-A-N-K-E-D is to rob or defraud. Geotag, G-E-O-T-A-G, is location information. Gepix, G-E-P-I-K-S, is a monetary unit of Azerbaijan. Glamps, G-L-A-M-P-S, means glamour camping, as in doing it fancy style. Neetum, G-N-E-T-U-M, is a small tropical tree. Goetta, G-O-E-T-T-A, is a meat mixed with oats, onions, and spices fried into a patty. Goyish, G-O-Y-I-S-H, means not Jewish. It's a return slur. Greeks, G-R-E-E-K-S, is unintelligible, as in, it's all Greek to me. Hadean, H-A-D-E-A-N, is an eon of history. Handsy, H-A-N-D-S-Y, means overly touchy. Howleys, H-A-O-L-E-S, is Hawaiian. It's another derogatory word. Hoaska, or Oaska, H-O-A-S-C-A, is a variation on ayahuasca, which is a psychedelic tea. Hoglet, H-O-G-L-E-T, is not a baby hog. It's a baby hedgehog. Hocus, H-O-K-K-U-S, no idea what that means. Hucked, H-U-C-K-E-D. Hundos, H-U-N-D-O-S, is slang for 100. Hunky, H-U-N-K-E-Y, is a variation on H-U-N-K-Y, as is H-U-N-K-I-E. Higgis, H-Y-G-G-E-S. Not sure what the definition is of that. Iftars, I-F-T-A-R-S, is a Muslim meal at sundown. Incels, I-N-C-E-L-S, is an involuntary celibate person. Innies, I-N-N-I-E-S, is a concave navel, while inspos, I-N-S-P-O-S, means inspiration. Intels, I-N-T-E-L-S, means intelligent. Ixnays, I-X-N-A-Y-S, means to avoid or not say. Jamoke, J-A-M-O-K-E, is an inept person. Jesuit, J-E-S-U-I-T, is one given to intrigue, has nothing to do with clergy. Jollof, J-O-L-L-O-F, is a West African dish. Kanaka, K-A-N-A-K-A, is a South Sea Islander. Keytar, K-E-Y-T-A-R, is an electronic keyboard, usually to play guitar with or to imitate the sound of a guitar. Karif, K-H-A-R-I-F, is a fall harvest. Kippot, K-I-P-P-O-T, is a plural of yarmulke, Jewish head covering. Kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, is a psychoactive drug. Leafer, L-E-A-F-E-R, is one who goes to watch autumn leaves fall. Lipoed, L-I-P-O-E-D, to have liposuction. Losing, L-O-C-I-N-G, is to form into dreadlocks. Luesis, L-U-E-S-E-S, is a new word. Don't know what it means. I'll look it up later. Maskne, M-A-S-K-N-E, is an acne breakout. Matcha, M-A-T-C-H-A, is a green tea powder. It's a variation on another spelling. Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, is a gathering. Midder, M-I-D-D-E-R, is being part of the middle. Modded, M-O-D-D-E-D, means to modify. And modder, M-O-D-D-E-R, is a person who modifies. Mpoxes, M-O-P-X-E-S, is a plural of monkeypox. Natos, N-A-T-T-O-S, is good. Nadujas, N-D-U-J-A-S, is also good. Neonic, N-E-O-N-I-C, is related to nicotine. Newses, N-E-W-S-E-S, is the plural of news. Newbie, N-O-O-B-I-E, is a rookie. Nookie, N-O-O-K-I-E, is screwing around. Onesie, O-N-E-S-I-E is a one-piece pajama. Otakus, O-T-A-K-U-S, is a person into anime. Ouncer, O-U-N-C-E-R, is a bottle containing that amount. Outies, O-U-T-I-E-S, is a convex navel. Oxgall, O-X-G-A-L-L, is bile from an ox. Paleos, P-A-L-E-O-S, is a person who does the paleo diet. PayPal, P-E-E-P-A-L, is nothing to do with paying money through a payment app. It's a fig tree. Pommy, P-O-M-M-I-E, is a Pomeranian dog. Proned, P-R-O-N-E-D, is to place in a prone position. And prones is the person who is placed there, P-R-O-N-E-S. Pwing, P-W-N-I-N-G, is to dominate or defeat. That's a variation on the spelling of owning someone, but it's in a video game it became, that's the spelling, P-W-N-I-N-G. Quesos, Q-U-E-S-O-S, is a dipping sauce. Ramens, R-A-M-E-N-S, are noodles. It never was pluralized before. Randos, R-A-N-D-O-S, are random people. Repost, R-E-P-O-S-T, means to post again. Retcon, R-E-T-C-O-N, is re-contextualizing fictional characters. Ruex, R-O-U-X-E-S, is not a real word, but it's included here in the dictionary. Go figure. Salume, S-A-L-U-M-E, is a variation of salami, as is S-A-L-U-M-I. Salumi and salume are now different ways to say salame. Sexted, S-E-X-T-E-D, is phone text sex. Sharts, S-H-A-R-T-S, means to fart as feces. Use it in a sentence if you will. Shiksa, S-H-I-K-S-A and S-H-I-K-S-E, is a non-Jewish girl. It was another slur that's now been taken out. Shivd, S-H-I-V-E-D, is to stab. Silos, S-I-L-O-E-S, is to store. Skeezy, S-K-E-E-Z-Y, is sketchy. Spazzes, another derogatory word, an inept person, is back in the dictionary. S-P-A-Z-E-S. Sporks, S-P-O-R-K-S, is a cross between a spoon and a fork. Squaws, S-Q-U-A-W-S, is a derogatory for an Indian woman, another word back in the dictionary. Swoller, S-W-O-L-E-R, means more muscular. Thwaps, T-H-W-A-P-S, is a loud slapping sound. Tie-ins, T-Y-I-Y-N-S, is a monetary unit. Unmute, U-N-M-U-T-E, is to turn the volume back onto. Unpair, U-N-P-A-I-R, is to unmatch. Unsubs, U-N-S-U-B-S, is a U.S. law enforcement group. Vacays, V-A-C-A-Y-S, is a variation on vacations. Vaxing, V-A-X-I-N-G, is to get vaccinated, and is as a verb. You can also be vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, in the past tense, or vax in the present tense, giving a vaccination, V-A-X-X-E-S. Verbed, V-E-R-B-E-D, is to use as a verb. Vibing, V-I-B-I-N-G, is to get along with. Wagyus, W-A-G-Y-U-S, is a fancy burger. Wallier, W-A-L-I-E-R, more Wally. Woulda, W-O-U-L-D-A, is would have. Yeehaw, yeehaw, Y-E-E-H-A-W, is a cowboy yell. Yeeted, Y-E-E-T-E-D, is an expression of surprise, as in yee. Got it? Okay. Zaatar, Z-A-A-T-A-R, is a Middle East spice. Zedonk, Z-E-D-O-N-K, is a zebra donkey, a combination of the two. It can also be called a zonkey, Z-O-N-K-E-Y. So a zebra donkey is either a zedonk or a zonkey. Zoodle, Z-O-O-D-L-E, is a long strip of zucchini. And Zoomer, Z-O-O-M-E-R, is a Gen Z meeting attendee. Those are the six-letter new words being added to the vocabulary and the dictionary starting on February 29th. We'll be back after this message from our sponsors with these seven-letter words.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and tools they need to succeed in life. To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today. Thank you for caring.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We hope you're enjoying the brand new 6 and 7 letter words just added to the Scrabble dictionary, taking effect at the end of February. There were a few words we didn't know the definition to while we were doing the first half. I wanted to update you on those. One of them was hygges, H-Y-G-G-E-S. It's a Danish or Norwegian term meaning everyday togetherness. Luesses, L-U-E-S-E-S, is a plural of syphilis, so kind of wish didn't know that one. Ndujas, N-D-U-J-A-S, is actually a soft, spreadable sausage. You may use that in a sentence. And natos, N-A-T-T-O-S, is a steamed, fermented soybean dish. All sounds very yummy, doesn't it? And now let's get to the sevens, the new seven-letter words just added to the dictionary. A lot of them are six-letter words with an S on them. I'll kind of mention them again, but I won't overdo it this time. So here we go, the new seven-letter words added to the dictionary just next week. Abaying, A-B-Y-E-I-N-G, is to suffer a penalty. Adulted, A-D-U-L-T-E-D, is to cheat on. Aedeses, A-E-D-E-S-E-S, is a genus of mosquitoes. Agender, A-G-E-N-D-E-R, is neither male nor female, they, as it were. Ahadith, A-H-A-D-I-T-H, is a narrative record of Muhammad's sayings. Altcoin, A-L-T-C-O-I-N, is crypto coin. Amorite, A-M-I-R-I-T-E, really means, am I right? Easy enough to remember. Angsted, A-N-G-S-T-E-D, is to fret over. Asshats is a plural. Assless, A-S-S-L-E-S-S, four S's in there, all your S's for one word. It means pants without backs, kind of like chaps. Asswipe, A-S-S-W-I-P-E, is a jerk. Backend, B-A-C-K-E-N-D, is something you use your S. Oh, never mind. Backend means the back of. Birrias, B-I-R-R-I-A-S, is that Mexican dish. That's the plural. Birther, B-I-R-T-H-E-R, is one who believes in fake origins. Blueway, B-L-U-E-W-A-Y, is a recreational waterway. Body cam, B-O-D-Y-C-A-M, is a body camera. Bohunks is that plural. Bonsais, B-O-N-S-A-I-S, is the plural of bonsai, which didn't exist before. It's a tree. Boricua, B-O-R-I-C-U-A, is Puerto Rican. Botox, B-O-T-O-X-E-D, is having work done, as is Botox, is B-O-T-O-X-E-S. Hard to believe that word wasn't in the dictionary before. Bougier, B-O-U-G-I-E-R, or B-O-U-J-I-E-R, means more bougie or more middle class. And bougie, B-O-U-R-G-I-E, is a variation on the other bougie. So there's a lot of bouginess going on around here. Broiest, meaning more bro, as in bro, broier, and broiest, B-R-O-I-E-S-T. Buckras, B-U-C-K-R-A-S, is that plural. Camgirl, C-A-M-G-I-R-L, is a webcam model. Cathing, C-A-T-H-I-N-G, is to use a catheter. Cellies or cell phones, C-E-L-L-I-E-S. Ceraman, C-E-R-M-A-N, I don't know, C-E-R-I-M-A-N, can't even read my own writing. Shana, C-H-A-N-N-A-S, we went through that before. Chatbot, C-H-A-T-B-O-T, is an AI conversationalist. Chichas is the plural of chicha. Chiplet, C-H-I-P-L-E-T, is a small circuit component. Chromis, C-R-O-M-I-S, is a damselfish. Cohesin, C-O-H-E-S-I-N, is a ring-shaped protein. Corrival, C-O-R-I-V-A-L, or co-rival, is a competitor. Cosplay, C-O-S-P-L-A-Y, is a dress-up game. Cotija, C-O-T-I-J-A-S, is cheese. Cringy, C-R-I-N-G-E-Y, is a variation on cringy without the E. Crypses, C-R-Y-P-S-E-S, is a cryptic coloration. in biology. And crypsis, C-R-Y-P-S-I-S, is an ability of an organism to conceal itself, just like a crypsis. Cryptid, C-R-Y-P-T-I-D, is an animal that claims to have existed but didn't. CubeSat, C-U-B-E-S-A-T, is an artificial satellite. Cucking, C-U-C-K-I-N-G, is to cheat on. Dashcam, D-A-S-H-C-A-M, is like a body cam. Deadass, D-E-A-D-A-S-S, is having nothing. Deboard, D-E-B-O-A-R-D, is to get off a plane. Degorge, D-E-G-O-R-G-E, is to soak. Deleafs, D-E-L-E-A-F-S, is to take the leaves from. Demonym, D-E-M-O-N-Y-M, is a person who inhabits a particular place. Dogpile, D-O-G-P-I-L-E, is people placed on top of each other. Doxings and doxing, D-O-X-I-N-G-S and D-O-X-X-I-N-G, is to shame someone on the internet. Dukas, D-U-K-K-A-H-S, is that plural of duca. Dumbass, D-U-M-B-A-S-S, is a stupid person. Eelings, E-E-L-I-N-G-S, is the plural of fishing for eel. Eggcorn, E-G-G-C-O-R-N, is a plausible mishearing of a standard term. Equales, E-K-U-E-L-E-S, is a monetary unit of Equatorial Guinea. Emailer, E-M-A-I-L-E-R, is someone who emails. Empaths are plural of empath. Empings, E-P-I-N-G-S, is plural of emping. Empigna, Empigna, E-P-I-G-Y-N-A, and its variation E-P-I-G-Y-N-E, is external genitals of a female spider. Understandable why you would need two different words for that. Faggier, F-A-G-G-I-E-R, more homosexualish. Fanarts is the plural of fanart, F-A-N-A-R-T-S. Fatberg, F-A-T-B-E-R-G, is a large mass of solid waste collecting in a sewer system. Also gross. Got a lot of gross new words added here, including feceses, F-E-C-E-S-E-S. If one feces wasn't enough, you've got many feceses now. Fintech, F-I-N-T-E-C-H, is a business that was technologically creative. Flavedo, F-L-A-V-E-D-O, is colored outer layer of a citrus fruit. Francos, F-R-A-N-C-O-S, is the plural of Franco. Fuglier, F-U-G-L-I-E-R, means more fugly. Furries, F-U-R-R-I-E-S, are people who dress up in certain furry costumes. Fusumas, or Fusumas, F-U-S-U-M-A-S, love words with two U's, bring them on. Japanese framed and papered sliding door. Futsals, the plural of futsal, that football and soccer mix, F-U-T-S-A-L-S. Ganking, G-A-N-K-I-N-G, is robbing or defrauding. Geosmin, G-E-O-S-M-I-N, is a volatile bacterial organic compound. Geotags, the plural of geotag. Girlies, G-I-R-L-I-E-S, are young women. Glamped means the past tense of glamour camping, G-L-A-M-P-E-D. And a glamper is one who does that, G-L-A-M-P-E-R. Neetums is the plural of neetum, G-E-N-E-T-U-M-S, a genus of small tropical trees. Goetas is the plural of goetta. Goyisha, G-O-Y-I-S-H-E, is non-Jewish, a slur that's back. Grayout, G-R-E-Y-O-U-T, is haziness of vision and the variation of grayout, which was already good, G-R-A-Y-O-U-T. Gulesses, G-U-L-E-S-E-S, is a red heraldic color. Gummies, G-U-M-M-I-E-S, are edibles. Hanguls, H-A-N-G-U-L-S, is a Korean alphabet script. Haptics, H-A-P-T-I-C-S, is the science of touch. Haishis, H-E-I-S-H-I-S, Indian Native American beads. Hawaskas is the plural of Hawaska. Hoglets, the plural of hoglet. Hucking, H-U-C-K-I-N-G, is to toss. Hunkies, H-U-N-K-E-Y-S and H-U-N-K-I-E-S, are the plural of those attractive lads we spoke of the first half of the show. Inkings, I-N-K-I-N-G-S, are tattoos. Ixnayed, meaning to nix, I-X-N-A-Y-E-D. Jakeses, J-A-K-E-S-E-S, are toilets. Jamokes, J-A-M-O-K-E-S, are inept people. Jankier, J-A-N-K-I-E-R, is worse quality. Jegging, J-E-G-G-I-N-G, are leggings made of stretchable denim. Jesuits is the plural of Jesuit. We mentioned that in the first half. Jollofs, J-O-L-L-O-F-S. Juicery, J-U-I-C-E-R-Y, is a place to get juice. Kanaka's, the plural of Kanaka. Kayfabe, K-A-Y-F-A-B-E, is an agreement between wrestlers to behave as if something is real when it's not. Didn't know that one. Kettled, K-E-T-T-L-E-D, to contain in large numbers. Keytars, K-E-Y-T-A-R-S, is the plural of simulated guitars. Kharifs, K-H-A-R-I-F-S, is the plural of Kharif. Kobocha, K-O-B-O-C-H-A, is a winter squash. Kratoms is the plural of Kratom. Kumbaya, K-U-M-B-A-Y-A, is belief in harmony. Laggier, L-A-G-G-I-E-R, is more delayed response. Leafers are the people who go look at the leaves falling from the sky. Lipoing, L-I-P-O-I-N-G, is to suck the fat out of. Maitake, M-A-I-T-A-K-E, is an edible fungus. Maltmen and maltmen, M-A-L-T-M-A-N and M-E-N, are makers of malt. Maskneys is the plural of maskne. Matchas, M-A-T-C-H-A-S, is the plural of matcha. Meadery, M-E-A-D-E-R-Y, is a place where mead is made. Get it? Mead is made. Meetups, M-E-E-T-U-P-S, the plural of meetups. Meikler, M-E-I-K-L-E-R, is great or much. Melinjo, or Melinjo, M-E-L-I-N-J-O, is a neetum tree of Southeast Asia. Middest, M-I-D-D-E-S-T, is the middle part of. Modders, M-O-D-D-E-R-S, are people who modify. And modest, M-O-D-D-E-S-T, is the most modded. M-O-D-D-I-N-G, is also good. Mofongo, M-O-F-O-N-G-O, is a Puerto Rican dish with plantains. Mulatto, M-U-L-A-T-T-O, is a mixed-race person. Namaste, N-A-M-A-S-T-E, is a respectful greeting. Neonics, N-E-O-N-I-C-S, plural of neonic. Newbies and nookies, also the plurals. Nutball, N-U-T-B-A-L-L, is a foolish person. Omakase, O-M-A-K-A-S-E, is a series of small servings at a fixed price. Onesies are those single-piece pajamas in the plural. Ouncers, the size of something with a plural. Oxgalls, bile of oxen, also pluralized. Pants, P-A-N-T-S-E-D, is to pull down the pants of. And pantses is how you do it in real time. Peepals, not someone you go to the bathroom with, but a fig tree. Pickney, P-I-C-K-N-E-Y, is derogatory, but it's back. Pierogies, P-I-R-O-G-I-S, is a Russian pastry, and its million variations. Plushie, P-L-U-S-H-I-E, is a toy covered in plush fabric. Poishas, P-O-I-S-H-A-S, is a monetary unit of Bangladesh. Pommies are the cute Pomeranians with an S at the end. Poofier, P-O-O-F-I-E-R, having more poof. Prehire, P-R-E-H-I-R-E, is to hire in advance. Pre-need, P-R-E-N-E-E-D, is a occurring before a need. Prepper, P-R-E-P-P-E-R, is one who preps. Proning, P-R-O-N-I-N-G, is the transitive verb version of lying down. Rapinis, R-A-P-I-N-I-S, is a broccoli rob. Realias, R-E-A-L-I-A-S, is our actual facts. Redbush, R-E-D-B-U-S-H, not what you think it is. It's a non-caffeinated herbal infusion tea. Reposts is the plural of repost. Retcons, plural of recon, retcon. Rewatch, R-E-W-A-T-C-H, is to watch again. Ribeses, R-I-B-E-S-E-S, are shrubs in the gooseberry family, while rubuses, R-U-B-U-S-E-S, are shrubs in the blackberry family. There's a quiz on that later. Senryus, or Senryus, S-E-N-R-Y-U-S, is a Japanese verse. Sharded is the plural of to shart, S-H-A-R-T-E-D. Don't need to mention that again. Sheeny, S-H-E-E-N-E-Y, is a variation on S-H-E-E-N-Y. Both derogatory, and there's another variation, S-H-E-E-N-I-E. Speaking of derogatory words coming back from the dead, Shegetz, which is a non-Jewish guy, the variation spelling is S-H-E-G-E-T-S, and the non-Jewish girl has S-H-I-C-K-S-A, S-H-I-K-S-A-S, S-H-I-K-S-E-H, and S-H-I-K-S-E-S, because you can never have enough derogatory words for a non-Jewish girl. Oy. Shiving, S-H-I-V-I-N-G, is stabbing. Shivved, S-H-I-V-V-E-D, is to stab in the past tense. Shoulda, as in shoulda, woulda, coulda, all good now. S-H-O-U-L-D-A means should have. Sitches, S-I-T-C-H-E-S, are situations. Sizeism, S-I-Z-E-I-S-M, is prejudice based on size. And a person who does that is a sizist, S-I-Z-E-I-S-T. Slushy, S-L-U-S-H-E-E and S-L-U-S-H-I-E, are drinks made of ice crystals. Snarked, S-N-A-R-K-E-D, is sarcastic. Spazzed and spazzes is the tenses of that derogatory word. Sponcon, S-P-O-N-C-O-N, is an advertisement by a social media influencer that's disguised as an actual post, but instead is an ad, kind of like an infomercial for YouTube. Stand, S-T-A-N-N-E-D, is to exhibit fandom. Stimmed, S-T-I-M-M-E-D, is stimulated. Stuffy, S-T-U-F-F-I-E, is like a plushie. Swolest, S-W-O-L-E-S-T, is most muscular. Tabases, T-A-B-E-S-E-S, is slow progressive emaciation. Thingy, T-H-I-N-G-I-E, is a thing. Unmuted is to turn the sound back on. Unmute, same thing. Unpair is the plural of unpair. Unvaxxed, someone who hasn't had a vaccination, U-N-V-A-X-E-D. Vaquita, V-A-Q-U-I-T-A, is a small endangered porpoise. Vaxxing, V-A-X-X-I-N-G, you know what that means. Verbing, V-E-R-B-I-N-G, to use as a verb. Walliest is the most wally, W-A-L-I-E-S-T. Wallier is W-A-L-L-I-E-R. Yeeting, Y-E-E-T-I-N-G, to do that screaming, but in a tense. And then the other words are all plurals. Zatar, Z-A-A-T-A-R-S. Zedonk, Z-E-D-O-N-K-S. Zedonk, another variation on the zebra donkey, Z-E-E-D-O-N-K. Zonkies, Z-O-N-K-E-Y-S. Zoodles, Z-O-O-D-L-E-S. And Zoomers, Z-O-O-M-E-R-S, those who Zoom. And now we're going to zoom out of here. Those are the new sixes and sevens starting to be able to be used just in a matter of days. And until next week, good luck and good studying.